We've got a matchmaker in the house.
We do. You know what? WA is riddled with millionaires. It's because of the mining. And this is Perth's own millionaire matchmaker.
Luann Ward, welcome.
Hi.
Good morning, Lou. Okay. Now, it's an exciting time, obviously. Because dating, it's a bit of a minefield. It took me, I was single for a long time and it took a long time to find somebody who'd put up with me. So I know how difficult it can be. Where are people going wrong? I mean, because you think millionaires, they must be able to pick up like that.
Look, it's not easy for any person that's single to actually find someone that they connect with. Okay. Mm. So it doesn't matter what you look like. Just because you happen to be really beautiful, that doesn't make it easier.
Yeah.
It's actually difficult for everybody to find the right medium in which to meet people. So that's a massive challenge for people. If people, some of my clients that are high-end clients, and all of my clients are not millionaires, clearly, but where do they go? They can't put themselves online.
Their public
persona and their public profile is private to them.
Yeah.
So they can actually come to an environment where we can give them an exclusive, confidential.
And also, you've got a hand in picking some quality people from them to choose from, and you can make sure that their intentions are right as well.
Absolutely. Look, and what it's about is everybody's looking for the boom boom.
Yeah.
You know, what we will do for clients is actually give them an opportunity to tell us what you want. What are your non-negotiables? We'll go out and pinpoint exactly what the most important things are to that person.
Yeah.
And then match them actually to that. So when they go to meet the person, there's no nasty surprises. They know,
It's like they've been vetted. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so all they have to worry about is that chemistry, that beautiful connection that you want to feel with someone. They don't have to worry about, you've actually got 7 children.
Yeah, right,
three
okay.
different wives.
Because filtered that down. If somebody wants that, then you've found that for them already.
Most definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Lou, can I take you back to the start, right? So when this all started for you. Now, you're one of the only, you've completed an international matchmaker certificate in LA. So this is, you're at the top end in Australia.
Is that the highest qualification in the world?
Well, I'm actually about to do my master's with the
master's? Yeah, in matchmaking?
I know, isn't that crazy? But what we do is that they pick sort of one person from each country that they believe is a leader in there.
Yeah.
So, and we all get together, from all over the globe, and we sit and we talk about our challenges in business, how we're going to move forward, how do we take the clients through the process.
I suppose how each country differs
in
their approach.
And then, we work with leaders from all over the place. So top leading psychologists and relationship experts from
all over the world.
Yeah.
So why did you get into this?
Love.
I'm in love with the idea of being in love. And
were you good at matchmaking your friends? Like, have you shown a natural talent in the area?
I do not match my friends. This is not a good thing.
Because if it goes wrong,
what were you thinking?
Yeah.
So I have no matching friends policy. Don't come to me if you want to be matched.
Well, what? Usually these days it's all about online how most people
are
finding things through social media and stuff like that. What are your tips for profiles? Because I've noticed a lot of men like to take a photo holding a fish.
or stroking a tiger.
Yeah. What do you think about fish and tiger photos?
Okay. Look, it's good to be a hunter and gatherer. It's nice to be able to show that side of yourself.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's really not good.
It's not good. Unless you want a girl that smells like Burley.
And what about the photos where it's clear they've cut an ex-girlfriend out of the picture and still see her elbow and hair in the picture?
You've got one chance to make a first impression.
Yeah.
Put your best foot forward.
Oh, you know what I hate? Oh, my God. I hate group photos because
you don't tell who it is
because automatically you assume that you're the ugliest one there. You know what I mean?
But you're really hoping that you're the best looking
one.
And then there's another group photo and you think, no, I actually have written a piece on how to be successful on Tinder.
Yeah, really?
Okay, so what are the baseline tips?
Okay, baseline tips is use all the photos.
Yes.
If they give you 5 photo shots, use all 5.
Yep.
You have one really good photo.
Yep.
Not an airbrushed.
No, you looking great.
It shouldn't be a professional photo shoot. Yep. It should just be a nice
We're
picture.
Trying to get a partner, not a job.
Yeah.
So no corporate photos.
No corporates.
Mm-hmm. You having fun.
Yeah.
Letting your hair down, cartwheels. Doing something that you like, but not fishing.
Not fishing.
Okay, so with your, can you pose with your dog? Like, would that be a good one?
Yes. Men love girls with dogs. Dog it on.
Okay, if a man loves his cat, what about a man posing with his cat?
Man and cat,
it attracts a certain woman.
Yeah.
Hey, you get the crazy cat lady.
I hope there's a man out there with Tinder right now that's just posted a picture of them with his cat. He's going, oh.
That's where I'm going wrong.
Oh, okay. That's not too good.
We could so much about cats.
Yeah.
But we've spoken about it a lot, Lou, because Nathan brings it up so often that someone will put a photo of themselves looking
unbelievable.
And it's airbrushed and all that
and
stuff.
And there should be three, Sean. There should be a photo of you looking unbelievable. Yep. There should be a photo of you looking terrible. And there should be a photo of you looking every day.
So you've got the range to be able to choose from, because some people just doctor it up. And then when you meet face to face, you're
disappointed.
Look, there's never... you should actually present yourself for who you are.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
So there's no point just putting a photo of your head if you, you know...
Yeah.
If your body's dramatically different.
If you've got some body secrets.
And also... Right on your profile.
Yeah.
You know, the attraction between two people isn't just a visual.
No, exactly.
Visual is really super
even
important.
On Tinder.
Exactly.
Even on Tinder.
Truly. It's, you know, and I did a massive experiment. And, you know, you change, you can have exactly the same photos and you change what you write.
Yep.
People will resonate with something that you say. You've got to be clever in the way you write your profile.
Yeah. Be funny. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And don't give too much away either, everybody. No. Be honest, but not too honest. But honest enough to say, hi, I'm Leanne, 23, blonde, blue eyes, and I have four legs. You can't see that in this photo, but just down, there are four sets of shoes.
And then it's her holding a chicken. See what she did there? Hey, look, if you have a question for Luann, if you've been single for a while, maybe you get lots of first dates, but no second dates, and you want to know where you're going wrong. Maybe you want to know where to take somebody on a date because you know it's not working out.
I've got a great
you.
Idea because I think a lot of guys, I think girls have got their Tinder profiles down, but guys, if you've got your Tinder profile and it's not really working for you, maybe we can workshop it and say what you should write.
Lou, about that?
How do people get in contact with you, sweetheart?
They can go to my website and call to
What's your website?
My website is perthmillionairematchmaker.com.au. Yeah.
Do more guys or more girls sign up for your services?
Look, we try to have an even intake.
Yeah, well, it's obviously desirable,
But also we're, you know, very modern in our matchmaking. So if somebody comes to us and we'll first of all look in our database, obviously all of our clients are financially committed. So it's a really nice forum to be.
Yeah.
So because they say, oh, men are intimidated by me and what have you. Men have ego. So we've got to take that into consideration. So if we don't have the right person, we never take on someone that we don't feel that that we can assist.
Yeah.
But we actually go out and scout for them as
well. Yeah, right.
So the result.
Yep.
She'll find you the right person, Nathan.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Good luck. Take me to that dimension.
Let's go to Louisa in E3O. Hi, Lou.
Hi.
Hi, Lou. Meet Lou.
This is Luann and she's here to help. What's your problem?
Hi, Luann. Friend who has asked for my help to get her on an online profile. Yeah.
So this is definitely, you're asking for a friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not me.
I believe you, Louisa. Keep going.
And I've written, I think, is a fantastic profile. Her statistics on the system.
Yeah.
She has about 130 gentlemen looking at her profile in the last week, but only about two or three actually convert to make any
contact.
Response. And then when she initiates and reaches out to make any contact, she sort of gets a bit shot down in flames. Like they'll say, oh, I'm really not available at the moment. I've just started talking with someone else. Or one fellow actually lined up to meet her for a date and then didn't appear sent a message the next day saying there was a family emergency.
Oh, that old chestnut. Yeah. You've got to show. Yeah. Don't organise it, everyone. Yeah. By the way, that hit rate's horrendous. That's 0.7%.
Luann, where's she going wrong?
Okay, all right. So you've got to look at the profile.
Okay, right. Okay. Sorry, keep going, Lou.
Okay, you've got to look at what you're actually writing in the profile. It's got to be attractive to what... You've got to tell men what they actually want to hear.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
And
yes.
you've got to show your fun side. Your photos are crucially important because it's a visual form.
Medium, there's a reason there's photos on.
Can you sort of remember what you've written for her profile, though?
I can. She's a little bit older,
so
she's in her 50s, very well-educated and worldly and fun and dynamic. So she's put her interests as, you know, she loves theatre, a bit of edgy theatre and comedy, travelling the world, exploring
how repulsive.
Food, exploring fine food and wine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's self-funded, so she's quite successful, but really just wants to, she said she, in one thing that we wrote for her was, all she needs for fun is pack a bag with a bikini, French lingerie, and the right man on her arms, and she'll fly anywhere.
Okay.
So
okay.
To me, that sounds like a fun woman.
Yeah. That you can rent for an hour. I'm joking.
What do you think about that, Lou?
Lou, what do you think?
Okay. Look, you know, right off the bat there, I would think that men would go, oh, that's a little bit high maintenance. Every man wants somewhere soft to lay his head at the end of the day.
Mm. Yeah.
So if this woman's presenting as, you know, I do this and I do that, guys think, oh, God, she's going to be
hard.
Which
is why the pizza and the bottle of wine on the couch is...
Actually, it's better to dumb it down a little bit
and
actually let him, you know, unfold that beautiful gift that you have when you meet him.
To discover that you like doing this.
When you say, oh, I do this and I do that, it seems like a competition that he has to come up to your...
Yes, it's hard to live up to that.
And so he might, you know, you don't want to come down, you know, to something lower than you want.
Yeah, I get it, though.
What you need to do is actually get face-to-face with these people. So to get face-to-face with the men, your profile has to be really cleverly written.
Yeah. Okay?
And it is about...
God, there's a business in writing that alone,
isn't
there?
Absolutely. We do a lot of that for our clients, you know. We do dating makeovers for them. So we look at what their profile is and it's like, oh, okay, well, that's... You know, that's not going to be the pool.
Yeah, put
so
down
this
the
is
lobster.
What we're going to... Exactly. Tell men what they want to hear. Like, what are guys like doing?
Yeah.
What is important to them?
Yeah, because you've let him know what she's about. She's self-sufficient. You know, she's worldly. She likes to travel and stuff like that. So you've let them know that, but don't make it look like they're going to be exhausted by an end of the day with her.
Right.
Absolutely. And,
good
and
point.
Also that, that she isn't too high maintenance, that she's just a girl.
Mm.
You know,
he's standing in front of a
women.
Boy.
Exactly.
Asking him
really
to love her.
It doesn't matter what age you are. It's still, you know, you're capable of falling in love.
I mean, and that's the point of it all, surely.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So keep it simple.
And I liked your suggestion earlier about make use of all the photos space.
Yeah.
She's only got two on there at the moment.
No,
that means they think she's hiding a tail.
No, you've got to show all the photos.
Show one that specifically shows she doesn't have a tail.
And now show the coccyx area as well.
He said coccyx.
He did say coccyx,
I did say coccyx,
everybody. Great anatomy, Nathan. thank you, Louisa. Good luck to your friend.
Good luck, sweetheart.
All right, 13-24-10. We're going to take some more calls for Luann Ward, Purse Millionaire Matchmaker.
We've
got great advice.
We've got a guy that needs your help next.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, sweet.
Tell us that, what you just told us then. Tell everybody
I'm
else
learning
that,
so much. I'm going to be married by the end of the show.
This was a study that figured out where you should go on your first date that's most likely to produce a second date.
Okay. You need to be on a date that's going to last for about 2.5 hours.
Right.
You don't actually start connecting with someone until around about that time.
Yeah.
So coffee dates are definitely...
Darn.
Okay, not long enough.
Coffee dates.
All right.
No table in between you if you can avoid that.
Yeah.
The man needs to connect with you. So he needs to see your whole body. He needs to actually see what it is that he likes about you. You've got to read your body language. If you want a second date, you need to put the first date in a position where you're showcasing your best side. Going out and sharing something, like sushi or tapas, actually,
share plates. There's a reason for share plates.
Exactly. So you can both have a, you choose, oh, what about this? Yeah, what about that? So you show your flexibility and you show your ability to be able to compromise and you take.
You eat the raw eel. No, you.
And you can accidentally brush hands as you're both reaching
for the soy.
Chorizo.
For the soy.
So romantic.
Yeah. Yes. So it's actually about showing... that you're able to compromise.
Yes.
That you're
you play well with others.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try that. Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm going to take you home for a California roll.
That sounds like code result.
I know, doesn't it? Okay, that's fantastic. And
I know.
Told me as well, 70% of people on Tinder are actually looking for a relationship.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a great stat too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who knew? Anthony's an Atwell. Hi, Anthony.
Hey,
Douglas. Hi,
Anthony. What do you need to ask Luann?
Well, I'm a bigger guy, so... I'm not on Tinder. I'm on another one.
Yeah.
And, I've got two daughters and I tend to find that I can get to the dating stage, go out on a date, whether it's a movie or something like that.
Yeah.
I had one a few weeks ago. I rocked up there and she was running late. So I bought the tickets for the movie and that sort of thing. And then she rocks up and goes, I said, oh, I've already bought the tickets. She goes, oh, okay. She said, I'll get the popcorn. So she got that.
Yeah.
Went to the bathroom. I hadn't said I rang her up. She'd gone home.
No,
I said, what did you go home for? And she said, because I'm not used to guys being this nice. And so I just gave the tickets and popcorn to someone else and left. But I had a feeling that maybe it was because of my size. And I've had people say to me, you know, you need to, I'm only 125, so I'm not
No, you're not.
People have said to me, oh, you know, you need to lose 10 or 15, but I just want to know how true that is or whether I just keep going, you know?
Okay. Aww. First of all, don't go to the movies on the first date.
Yes, it's a terrible idea. Yeah.
And number two, women care more about your confidence. Yeah. Women are not as visual as what men are, okay? Yeah. So they're going to be more forgiving for your weight than what a man is likely to be.
Then the flip side.
Okay, so it's not a weight issue, it's a confidence issue. And I have a lot of my female clients that will say, I have no problem meeting a guy that's a little bit overweight.
Yeah.
Okay, because they like that solid.
Yep.
They like it.
Yeah, something really comfortable about it. Yeah.
You have to be confident with yourself. You've got to love you first, okay?
Yeah.
And I know a guy walking around going, hey, I love me. But you've got to also look, would I date me?
Yeah, okay.
You know, look at yourself and go, would I date me?
Yeah.
Am I happy?
What's my hook?
Yeah, what's my hook? And what do I have to bring to the table? Because weight, that's something that can change. So someone, and you really want to connect with someone that's going to like you for you. So don't look at your weight as being an issue, because while you're doing that, that's all you're going to actually attract. So
how does that move forward from this? Because he's just had his confidence knocked by this woman.
We all have that. You know what? Dating is, you have to put your heart on the line, unfortunately.
It's awful, isn't it?
But if you gain confidence by, you know, going out and joining a gym and getting fitter, and it gains you that confidence, that'll work well and truly.
Yeah, but he could gain confidence in other ways.
Regardless of what
you need to do is look at the picture of the horse that we've got on our Facebook page today and just be Frederick.
Yeah, make your mane like his.
That horse is unbelievable.
Hey, and what are you looking for in a lady? What are you looking for right now?
Someone obviously who's going to accept my daughters as well, because they live with their mum, but I've got an 18-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then just because I've got a pretty dry but funny sense of humour. I play drums, I do a bit of acting part-time, things like that. Just someone who's going to accept what I do and just accept me in general.
What's a weekend with Anthony like? What do you do on a Friday night or a Saturday night?
Well,
what happens?
At the moment, I've got no life, so I play cards with my mum and my auntie and uncle on a Saturday night.
Sweetheart.
You don't pop up to the gate for a steak singer on a Friday afternoon?
No, the problem I have is because I used to be a bouncer, every time I go somewhere, everyone knows me and they all try to... Me and my mate, they try to start on us, don't go out anymore, you know?
Unless I have
somewhere like I purposely want to go.
Yeah. You know what, mate? From what you just told us then, that fact that you play cards with your mother and your auntie and stuff like that, I think you've given a real window into who you are that you probably haven't even shown anyone yet
strong,
on the dating website.
Strong family values. It's not no life.
It's absolutely. And you know what? You need to call me and let me do a dating strategy for you. Okay?
No worries.
I'll rewrite all your profiles.
We're going to hook you two up together, okay, Ant? So you can get on top of this. I will show you how to actually get the girl. What's that?
She sounds a bit old for me, though.
Oh, no, she's going to help you find a date. You're not going to date her.
How rude. I'm not old.
I think we might have found where you're going wrong.
That's his dry sense of humour.
Good luck to you, Anthony.
It is his dry sense of humour. I love that.
And when there's a call for help, we have to answer. Kelly McManus, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Cal. Now,
the one thing
that's
really confusing to me, Sean, is that she's single.
Yeah, and you know what? One thing that, tonight, right, we're celebrating my brother's birthday, was yesterday. All the family will be at my mum and dad's
house. The clan
house.
Gathers.
And everyone's pretty much married, other than my sister, Kel, who's fought it out for a long time as being a single mother, been in the white, you know, worked her guts out, been in the white-collar world for quite some time. But we've been she's been unable to snag one just at the moment.
Yeah, because of all those revolting brothers hanging around with shotguns.
It's
I
pretty
would
intimidating, Cal.
Yeah. So, Cal, it's frustrating?
Beyond.
What are your challenges, Kelly? What do you think your challenges are in finding someone?
Firstly, I would definitely say time. Yep. Like, I am a single mum. My kids are with me, I would say, 80%, 85% of the time. But they're independent, they're not little. I work full-time, sometimes I've worked FIFO, but I don't do that anymore. I'm building a house, I've just got so many things on the go constantly. And then I think I do have this thing always sitting in the back of my head of my whole family are married.
And there's a lot of pressure with that.
We're a close family, so constantly I get the, Kel, you haven't had anyone to Wednesday night dinner for like 5 years. Like, you know,
I mean, it's funny at the time, but
every Wednesday,
take your foot off the head going, nah, 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 nah.
It does actually come to the forefront at least once during the whole night's event.
Yeah, so
everywhere.
You cop this every single week.
And Kelly, you know what? All jokes aside, it is funny for a little bit, but after you hear it for a while, it does get a little bit annoying, doesn't it?
And look, yeah, it does. But there are some probably good theories floating around as to why I'm still single. So I'm trying to solve those problems. So, Lou, and I could use all the help that I can get.
Okay. See, this is, you know, you need a matchmaker. You honestly do. Because if you don't have time, I actually, when I pick up the phone, I call a client, they're like, oh, goody, because I've done everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Done all
you've
the
done the hard yards.
Say, okay, here's someone for you to go and meet. Yeah. So you don't have to spend the time actually trawling through a billion profiles. But if you are single and you have to put yourself online, or on Tinder or whatever, you have to actually make time.
Yeah. Are you online, Kel?
I'm not, but I have been. And Lou, I don't know some of the things that you, it is, but I don't know some of the things that you've heard. But you know, probably half because of the way that I've been raised. There are certain things that I look for that are really turn off. Like if I've been out, if a guy talks about money, how much I earn or how much they earn, you're out.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
If they don't offer to at least buy the first drink, you're
it's
out.
Rude.
Bye.
Yeah.
But Kelly's very thirsty.
Exactly. That's
and the first drink's a bucket of alcohol too, isn't it, Kelly?
I get insulted if someone says to me, can you go halves in dinner? I don't like that because to me that is not, well, you're a guy, and again, that's probably one of my things of being brought up with four boys, and I've got some of those traditional
old school
values.
We've sometimes got to manage our expectations as well. Because how many times does a guy have to go out on a date and pay for a walk?
Yeah, that's
to
true.
Get a second date.
Yeah, that's
first
pretty harsh.
Date, if it's a blind date, if it's somebody that's actually asked you out, there's an attraction he should be paying. But if it's actually a blind date that you've met online, you actually should offer. The fact that he says no, no, I'm not going to, you know, accept half of your money.
Yeah,
but
that's a bit.
To actually offer, because most guys will say no, it's the offer that they're
looking for.
Yeah.
Dating's actually a skill, and actually learning some skills in how to manage your expectations with men and actually how to understand how the guy is thinking will make a massive difference.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and I don't know. This is honestly, can people be intimidated by a family? Because they're the McManuses. They're a huge family. They're very well known in Perth. Kelly McManus, straight away, if you meet Kelly and you find out her last name, straight away you will go straight to Sean or Rove.
Well, the thing is, there's when you got to confront my family, you've got my dad, who's larger than life, and then you've got four brothers straight in your face.
Yeah. Can families be intimidating factor to guys, especially when you're so well known like the McManus family is and Kelly is as well?
Look, if a guy's got insecurity problems, he's going to find a... He's going to find a reason to be intimidated by anything, okay?
Yep.
So you obviously have to find someone that's got a little bit of confidence because that's, you know, an important part of
And they're the only person that's going to be able to stand up to being in your family, too. Someone,
I take a long time, if I've met someone just randomly, to tell I will not, it'd take a month for them to get my last name out of me for that exact same reason because...
Need to know that.
You need to go into witness protection, Kel.
Well, Nat, I've been asking for it for years. It hasn't happened.
Change your identity, move you away from
you're
these
people.
You're
lucky I put you in Leonora or something, Kelly. You'd be like, are you kidding me? Well, Kelly, can we hook you two up?
Yeah, please do.
Lou and Kel? Okay, because we've got a vested interest in that.
We've got a vested interest
in Anthony as well.
So is my mum and dad.
Yeah, honey.
Can I just say, I've been asking you to help me with it. We've talked about this for I don't know how many years.
So many years, and now it's coming to fruition. Well, now we're getting a professional
well,
here.
We thought we'd give you a shot at doing it yourself, but clearly it's not
going to work. And to be honest, this is a millionaire matchmaker, Kelly. We'll probably have you dating the head of Rio Tinto by the end of this. I don't know if he's single, but...
We'll make him single.
Yeah.
Good luck,
Kelly. Good luck, Kel.
Okay, we'll go follow
these
two stories and Anthony as well, all right?
Luan, thank you so much for coming in. It's been wonderful.
You know what? We spoke to...
Yeah, Louisa from Louisa. East Fremantle.
Yeah, and she's really trying hard to help out her friend. We've got a double pass to go and see the Grammy Award. Yeah.
That's why she was calling for a Mac friend, Ball, wasn't she?
And Ryan Lewis on August 11th at Perth Arena.
And for Anton Kelwood getting you lose help.
Yeah, so everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner. I'm going to follow these stories. I know. You're fantastic. You're coming back.
What's the website again if people want to get your services?
They can go to perthdatingservices.com.au or perthmillionairematchmaker.com.au.
All right, yeah. Thank you, Luanne. It's been brilliant. Lou. It's 12 to 9.
Thank you.